Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Four shutouts, a couple of no-hitters, over 100 strikeouts, and just eight starts. Senior right-hander Luke Hayden getting the job done. The Mustangs, 13-7, traveling over to Eastern Green a little bit later tonight. The IU commit, certainly not through, piling up the numbers, and something always on his mind, improving his control. As Coach Bob was telling me,
there's just times that we think that he sometimes tries to throw a little bit too hard, and throws the ball low. Seems like there's been a little bit of a pattern after he throws one pitch and he comes back with a fastball. It seems to, he seems to be a little bit out of control with that. He's working on that, and obviously the scouts have talked to him and told him that this, a couple pitches that he needs to try to use that as a strikeout pitch rather than, one of his off-speed pitches. So,
baseball skipper of the Mustangs, Bob Jones, on his ace right-hander, Luke Hayden, who, by the way, earlier in the week, this year's Indiana High School Baseball Coaches Association District Player of the Year. He's a good one, Luke Hayden. Reds tonight on the radio, hosting the Milwaukee Brewers, pregame 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Ovid's strong second place finish in the Big Tens last weekend. Ron Helmer's IU women tracksters earning 20 of the 35 entries booked into the NCAA East preliminaries, which will go off next week down in Jacksonville, Florida, as the road to the outdoor championships continues.
We've been getting better and better and better every week, and we really don't have very many holes. A bunch of grown women who have a lot of experience and have worked really hard, and some of the best people in the country to lead us. And so that part of it is particularly exciting, and we'll go see what we can get done. We've got high-end kids. We don't cover as many events probably on the men's side as we do on the women's side. But, and we'll do what we do, and we have a small margin for error. We just need the whole group to get on a roll and don't have to do anything crazy, just have to be who they are.
Like Leah Moran, who successfully defended her Big Ten championship last weekend in the triple jump, just one of 20 IU women participating in the East Regional, 15 on the men's side. Our thought for the day, ultimately, it's the simple things that make a difference. Reds on the radio hosting the Brewers tonight, pregame at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.